Well, as we feared, Trump has cut out over 2 million acres.
That's Scott Groney, the executive director of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. Those 2 million acres make up about 90% of Bears Ears National Monument and about half of Grand Staircase Escalante. These new borders could open up the land to commercial activities, including gas, oil, and coal development, and other types of mining. The Alliance has released maps and other documents outlining how specific areas with natural resources would fall outside the monument's new borders.
For the Grand Staircase, for example, they have opened the area adjacent to Capitol Reef National Park, where there are hydrocarbon leases that are currently under suspension.
Groney says this appears to be intentional. The maps highlight the locations of coal deposits in Grand Staircase Escalante and oil and gas development potential in Bears Ears, along with other information about the land's development potential. President Trump's decision to shrink the monuments likely marks the beginning of a legal battle that will set precedents for other national monuments.
The tribes will lead on the litigation for the Bears Ears National Monument. Many of the conservation groups will then challenge the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument decision.
Groney says this work started less than an hour after Trump signed the proclamation, with people working to obtain copies of the document as a basis for future litigation. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.